I'm standing by the entrance to the Sagrada Familia, the strange multi-spired basilica designed by Antoni Gaudí and still not completed over a century after it was started. It's probably the greatest landmark in the Catalan capital, and its architecture is utterly unlike anything else you might see in any other Spanish city. For many in Catalonia, their region's relationship with the rest of Spain is, like this building, unfinished business. The Atlántida Daro flag shop in central Barcelona has been doing a brisk business lately. In particular, it's been selling thousands of Catalan pro-independence flags in the last few months. The shop's manager, Rafael Rodin, shows me one of these designs with red and yellow stripes and a white star emblazoned on a triangle. Lately, we've sold more independence flags than others, but also we haven't stopped selling lots of normal Catalan flags, he says. Since the beginning of September, the increase in sales has been incredible. This increase in Rafa's sales reflects an upsurge in Catalan regional pride recently. It was most obvious on September the 11th of this year, when over a million people marched through the streets of Barcelona as part of the annual Diada celebrations. But this year was different, with marchers demanding independence. And regional premier Artur Mas has promised to hold a referendum on the issue, whether the Spanish government likes it or not. There are several reasons for this separatist feeling. One is political. Many Catalans feel poorly treated by Madrid. For example, in 2010, the Spanish Constitutional Court struck down several clauses of a new document granting Catalonia some increased powers, despite the fact it had been approved by the Catalan people, their parliament, and the Spanish Congress. But economics also plays a part.
The crisis has made most Catalans feel the pinch much more.
Alfred Bosch is an author and deputy in the Spanish Congress for the pro-independence Esquerra Republicana party.
We are actually paying our taxes to the central government in Madrid, and only half of that, half of the amount we pay in taxes, comes back as investments, as services, as social expense for hospitals, schools, for railways, whatever, right? Universities. So now we feel much more the pinch, of course, because less money is coming, and there's much more awareness that the relationship with Spain is not a fair kind of relationship. It looks more like a rip-off.
But there's another, more historical reason behind the current mood. Many Catalans have grown up without the repression of the Franco dictatorship hanging over them, encouraging them to see ideas such as independence as normal.
The present generations, the people running the country now, feel much more free to go for it, to go for independence, to go for whatever democracy puts in the agenda and wherever democracy leads us.
While Catalonia's push for independence is facing stiff resistance from the central government and other political forces in Madrid, in Catalonia itself, there's also opposition to the plan. I'm in central Barcelona, standing outside the headquarters of Ciutadans, a political party that is campaigning for the region to remain a part of Spain.
It's very clear. If you have occasion to listen to many of the leaders of the political parties that won the independence for Catalonia, you will realize that they hate Spain, they hate the flag of Spain, they hate even the language.
Inés Arrimadas is a candidate for Ciutadans in the Catalan regional elections. The nationalist arguments for independence, she says, don't stand up.
For instance, they talk about the fiscal deficit between Catalonia and the rest of Spain, but they have important deficit inside Catalonia and they don't mind. So the reason is not an economic reason, it's only a sentimental reason.
But regardless of the reasons for and against independence, it looks as if its supporters are going to try and go ahead with it anyway. But what would that mean? The technical hurdles are countless. from the financial repercussions of breaking away to the question of whether Catalonia will have its own army, diplomatic service, or even its own currency if it's no longer in the euro or the EU. And then there are the really important issues, like will Barcelona be able to play in the Spanish Football League? I put some of these questions to Joan Vidal, head of the Catalan Premier's office in the regional government. Regarding membership of the EU, he was confident that an independent Catalonia would remain a part of the bloc if the independence process went ahead peacefully and what he called democratically.
The European Union should find a way in order to allow these territories to continue to be members of the Union.
Critics of this process say that Catalonia would be getting into a lot of problems economically. It would be taking on more debt. I mean, what do you say to that?
If we consider our GDP per capita now, we are the seventh country in Europe in level of GDP per capita. That means we could function perfectly as an independent state.
Catalan independence is an issue that seems to generate extremely deep feelings on both sides. Perhaps this is because it's not just about economics and politics, it's also about territory, culture, language, and identity. As a result, it's one of the most complex issues Spain has had to deal with for a long time. But the country will have to deal with it soon, because time is running out. For Iberosphere, I'm Guy Hedgecoe in Barcelona.